what are the other, like, is there a like a demeanor that the other people have?
There's a collective rage and panic that just like...
Oh, yeah. And I'll get back up in slow motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Your turn.
Nicely done, Ashley. Cleric is up. He's in Spirit Guardian's range, which is no longer active. Oh, fuck. Sorry, man.
It is what it is.
Don't be sorry. Be quiet.
You see the cleric reach down, and he puts his hand on Renyold's shoulder.
No.
No! Ah! No. Cure spell!
Okay. Third level. Shuts it off.
Ooh! Mama!
He does not revivify Renyold.
Yes.
The barbarian goes, what effect is on him?
The one where he's like all dum-dum.
Oh, shit.
He's all dum-dum.
He's just
dum-dum.
You give me gum-gum with my dum-dum?
The one that makes him all flippity-gibbit. Okay. three attacks on Malady.
Shit.
You're the one that did that to him, and you just counterspelled the person trying to bring his boss back.
Okay. Yes, he's minus three. I know, yes.
He's minus...
Three?
No, he's minus... He has no proficiency.
I understand that. I understand how the spell I wrote works.
I have to watch him every second, guys.
Natural one.
Yes?
Dirty 20. 18.
Wait, 18 to hit me?
Yes. Dirty 20 to hit you. Yeah. You know.
Shield. Fuck you, shield. 18, 19,
20, 21, 22,
23.
Man, this is...
They all miss.
She just pulled the...
Just like dodgeball.
The halo. Yes. She pulled the halo shield thing. She's like...
What? What now? What?
Shut up! The warlock extends his hand upward, and you see a small, like, black cone. And you just hear, like, astral sounds coming from, like, a deep void. I need each of you... Oh, wait. Each creature. He can't choose. Everyone would do it. Then he wouldn't do that. Sorry.
Yeah, been there, done that, man.
He's like...
Oh, it's hard. Actually. He's sarcastic. Uh-oh, wait.
All right. He's going to do Whispering Aura again on Malady. Wisdom saving throw, Malady.
Yeah, right. Six.
Fail. You take... 12 points of psychic damage, and I need a constitution saving throw.
20. Dirty.
Okay. You keep beginnings up. And he's going to fire two Eldritch Blasts, one each at Zarkon and Orchestrion. So Zarkon, miss. Orchestrion, 17?
18.
Yes. Malady, back to you.
Chain lightning.
Oh, boy.
I am going to aim for him.
That's the warlock.
The warlock.
Okay.
I'm going to aim to him.
Okay, what does he do?
I need... Hold on. Bolt of lightning you can create within range. Three bolts leap from the other one. Each creature. The target. Okay, dex save. 22.
Not even close. Not even close to half.
And then I get three more bolts that leap off from him. So one and two and three. They have to be within 30 feet of him.
Okay.
So one, two, and three.
Okay, warlock. So barbarian. Nope. Artificer. Natural one. And then who's that one back there? Oh, the bard. No, they all fail. You're about to kill four of them because chain lightning is a son of a bitch.
53.
Jesus fucking Christ.
They all take 53 damage.
Huh.
I got a couple of ones in there too.
All right, the warlock is still alive.
Fuck.
Let me see. Barbarian? Yeah, he's still alive. He had some hit points.
The guy with the sword?
Artificer? Dead.
This guy?
Yeah, Dragonborn with the sword. Dead.
Fucking break him in half.
Bard? Dead.
Bard is dead. Bard is... Nice. Fuck that guy. He didn't really do much.
No, because of the blinded, he couldn't do much. So they're gone. They're off the battlefield. All right, Orchestrion, you're up. That's your turn, Malady, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Orchestrion, you're up.
I should make a saving throw to throw off slow, because at the end of my turn...
You can make the saving throw?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to cure wounds myself.
It's...
My staff.
Level... Oh, got it, okay.
My staff.
It's a constitution or wisdom?
Wisdom.
So that's 17.
I think so. Let me check the wizard's... Yep, 17 will do it. You're no longer slowed.
I was looking it up to see if there were saves for it.
All good? Okay, Orchestrion.
I pull out my rapier, and I run towards the wizard.
Uh-huh.
But I bump into him. I try to hit him. It'll be up to you whether or not I actually can. But I'm just going to roll a sleight of hand and okay. See what happens.
What are you trying to do?
Okay, it's 32, so...
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to essentially put something in his pocket.
What are you trying to put in his pocket?
2 coins.
Okay, that clearly can do it. That's your action? You're just putting 2 coins in his pocket?
Yeah, for now.
Okay!
You slowly weight him down with money.
You slide him. He's going to pour gold in his pocket and throw him in the river?
And then I kind of like, I guess, I don't know, fall away or something. I want performance, I guess, would be like, as if I fucked up. Everyone would think I just really fucked up an attack.
Ooh, okay, make a performance check.
So confused.
34.
Okay, so as far as the rest of you know, it looks like Orchestrion just ran up, like, to try to punch the wizard and just did a Peter Pan and, like, fumbled and fell on his face.
Okay.
And you are able to slip 2 coins into his pocket. I have absolutely no idea what you're planning, but I'm here for it.
I guess Bardic Inspiration on Zarkon.
Cool. It's a D10?
It is.
Awesome.
The ranger goes now. You're right next to him, Orchestrion.
You're laughing so much at me in slow motion that you feel inspired.
He pulls
like the sloth in
Zootopia. Saving throw for the slow.
I'm not slow.
Zarkon is. That is a 27 to hit you.
Oh, yes.
Second attack is a 16. So you take 10 piercing damage from the ranger short sword. Zarkon, you're up.
Okay. Right, that guy is 10 feet from... That guy's... Bad guy? Or no, that's me. Him. That's you. Not bad guy. Bad guy.
Should I be a jerk and mention that there's something about casting spells with slow on?
Yeah, it's going to be just easier for me to do that.
I don't like that rule.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually not a fan of that rule.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do Spirit Guardians at 4th level.
Okay.
Figured since I saved my own ass, I was like, there's also this part of it.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's all good. It's just, I don't like... It's stupid. It goes off the next round? That's whatever.
Yeah.
I get what they're trying to do, but I think the spell is already powerful enough as it is.
And what level spell of it? It's not that high of a
3rd.
Level. Really? Yeah.
Okay, so Zarkon, you're concentrating on Spirit Guardians, and give me Wisdom save to break the effects of slow.
You got it. Alright, give me something good here, buddy. Come on. 17?
You are no longer slowed.
Yay.
So take this off?
Yeah. Orchestrion, make a constitution save.
Sure. Con save. Almost a 20. A 16.
I don't think it's anything. I think it's just
16. Bare. 16 will make it, so you'll take half damage. You take 10 points of thunder damage as the wizard thunder steps out of the fray to the top of the stairs.
God damn.
Okay. Could he, on his own, have a perception check for what I did? Like, would he even notice?
At a 32, there's no way he can't even pass that check.
Damn it. Then how would I have him notice what I did? I guess I could just be like, I gave you a present.
Don't run away!
Ashley, you're up.
You walked up the stairs?
No, I was over here.
You were over here, right?
Yeah.
He walked up the stairs. He missed
thunderstep. He thunderstepped up to the top of the stairs.
To reassign Hunter's Mark, is that a bonus action or it just happens?
I think that just happens. I don't think it's a bonus action to reassign it.
Okay. Because it's going on the cleric now. Who is... not in melee range. Oh, but I don't have anybody around me. So I'm gonna step over Renyal and get in this priest's face.
Okay.
And no, he's not coming back. Attack. 21.
Yeah.
With 3rd level Divine Smite again. That's my last one of those. That's a lot of ones. Alright, so we got 10. 3 and 7 is 20. 4 and 6.
That's a lot.
Is 30 plus 4 is 34 damage.
That's a dead priest.
This guy?
No.
The one he just, yeah, the one he was fighting. But that, yep, that one.
I have nothing else in melee range.
You can help Belisarius. Not Belisarius.
You can Belisarius?
You can help Brasslands.
Well, I get 2 attacks per action, but I guess I can't use my other attack. And then...
This guy?
Yeah, you can move to that guy.
This
attack
guy?
Him.
This is 1-2, and he's right there.
Oh. Can I move in the middle of a...
Can you move yourself? Like, yeah. Take move? Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Then I'll do
can
that.
Can you do 1 attack, move, move, 1 attack?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then I'll do my next attack on that guy.
Which is that guy? What guy is that guy?
I think the barbarian.
Okay.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'm sorry. I want to look at him.
7 plus 9, 16.
16 will just hit.
Oh, all right. He gets a level 2 divine smite. I'm a smiting motherfucker. Okay. There's 10. There's 20. 3 and 3 is... 6, 28, plus
4, 32. What the fuck numbers are these? Jesus.
Alright, well, he can't be damaged by my d4 again this round. And, take a d6 off of that, because I didn't put Hunter's Mark on that.
Oh, okay, no problem. Yeah, just roll it.
Sorry. So, 1.
That's fine.
And... I gotta recalculate my dice for short sword of warning, which offhand, 13.
That will miss. But that's a hell of a turn, sir. The cleric is no longer with us. The barbarian goes 3 stabs on Melody. He does not like having this fucking thing on him.
But before he does that.
Oh,
man, Rebecca had the right idea with a dual wielding.
Oh, that's very failed. Very failed.
You put Spirit Guardians up again?
Yeah.
Oh, that's balls damage, though.
2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 radiant.
Well, he took all of it.
We'll just say you rolled 16 and he made the save. We'll pretend that that's what happened.
Sure.
On the dice.
All right, this... plus 4 and miss. Dirty 20 and 16, Melody.
16 miss, dirty 20
open. Okay. That is 12 damage to you and constitution saving throw, please.
Constitution.
Make whatever sounds you want. Just roll me that saving throw. That's mature. I hope you're proud of yourself. The 14. Example you want is that 14. 14 will be... That's fine. 10 was the DC. Okay. Is the warlock dead? No, the warlock's over there. Okay.
I'm chilling.
I don't think the warlock's actually taking damage. Oh, yeah. No, he's taking a bunch. Yeah, he's taking a bunch. Never mind.
Is he up next?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Fucking...
So I could just, like, in the corner of the room, rolling, yeah, okay, you going now?
23 radiant.
Nice.
What are these numbers?
Compared to 8?
Yeah, I'll take that. Thank you.
God damn. All right, whispering aura on Zarkon, because he's angry. Wisdom saving throw, Zarkon?
22.
Never mind. And he's going to fire off a few Eldritch Blasts. We'll say Malady and Ashley. Malady.
Yeah.
No. Ashley, 19 on the die.
Oh, yeah.
10 force damage. Malady.
Yeah?
You're up.
Oh, shit, I get to go. Alrighty.
Oh, the turns are coming quicker now that we've gone through the...
I know.
When we went on break and had this all set up, I was like, oh, fuck, how are we going to do this? Silly me.
I'm going to try to get away from the barbarian and go up the stairs.
Okay, that would be an attack of opportunity.
Go ahead.
He'll miss.
Thank God. Going up the stairs. Shatter.
Oh, shit. I think that's a con save, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to cast it up. Oh, fuck.
Good.
Fifth level.
Oh, fails.
68. I'm going to roll it twice then. 11 plus 7. So 18.
Give me the... Oh, wait. Yeah, give me the wizard.
Oh, fuck yeah, bitch.
He's done?
The wizard's done.
Oh, well.
What were you doing?
Sorry, what were you doing?
I'll save it for another day.
Okay.
Oh, I'm dying to know. Because whatever it's going to be was going to be really creative.
I thought he didn't have that much damage. I guess he didn't have a lot of hit points.
No. Ah. No, he didn't. Is that your turn, Melody?
Yeah, now that I'm a little bit farther away, I feel safer about myself. So, yes, that's my turn.
Orchestrion.
Well, Orchestrion's like, damn it, Melody. That was going to be cool. And I was like, this time I actually end pissed, run up to the warlock, and I cast...
Fuck. It was,
Thunder. Yes, Thunder Wave. Right over here. I don't think I'm going to get you, because I'm...
Oh, no, you'll get me.
How am I going to get you? Isn't it... Am I not directed? Or am I not directed?
Oh, we ruled it last time you can direct it. Yes.
So I'm directing it at this bastard.
So you can do both.
Yeah, you can get the barbarian, too.
I wouldn't be able to... I don't want to get Ashley.
Okay, that's fair.
So, con save 17.
Nope, fails.
20. Damage.
Give me the warlock.
Yes!
Nice.
I'm just like...
Done, you bitch, done.
Is that your turn, sir?
Yeah, that's my turn. I'm just like sort of sulking right now.
Okay. Ranger goes now. He's making a run for it.
Stand still. It's a reaction. Somebody who is within my range, I can force to make a charisma save. On a failed save, his speed goes to zero.
Natural 20. 20 total.
The save is 22.
His speed is zero. He just frees it.
Until the end of my next turn.
Yep. So he is stuck in that spot.
That guy.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Zarkon.
He tried to pass me. Can I poke him on my stick?
So who are the bad guys that are still up?
This guy.
There should only be three of them. This guy.
That's it.
Three of them?
No,
did I miss one?
Yeah.
Where's...
Who died?
You took the warlock. We got rid of the bard.
Yeah, we got the ranger and the barbarian now.
Oh, the warlock's dead. Okay, so yeah, there's just two.
Okay.
You're going over to him?
No.
Oh.
Keep me where I'm at.
Okay.
We're going to do up a guiding bolt at 7th level.
Holy shit, okay.
For Bardic Inspiration, do I have to declare it after I roll, or before I hear whether or not, how does that work?
Before I declare if it hit or not.
Before you declare it
hit
or not. Okay, yeah, you know what, I might as well. So that's going to be 23.
23 hits.
Nice. Alrighty.
Okay, give me one sec. It's 10d6.
That's nice.
Oh, mama.
Wow.
That's 29 radiant damage. And next attack is advantage.
On who?
On the
ranger. Oh, ranger. Boy. Okay. That's all good. Is that your turn, sir?
Yes.
All right. Ashley.
So what we're going to start out with is we're going to slash at barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
11.
No, that'll miss, unfortunately.
Second one. It's kind of a slash and a stab or...
Okay.
I don't know. Something like that. Slash and stab. 23.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Oh, and I Hunter's Marked him. Because I want this to be a thing. All right. Sword. Radiant damage. Hunter's Mark. Level 1 Divine Smite. Oh, and a d4 for Infernal something.
Okay.
I forget what it's called. 29.
You need a barbarian.
Oh, mama!
I'll keep that, just in case.
Wow.
And, okay. I don't suppose I can get the ranger with my hand crossbow. He's definitely not within 30 feet.
You got some movement, though. You could.
Oh, yeah. So I will move over to here. Mm-hmm. This is definitely not my full movement.
Okay.
And bonus action, hand crossbow that guy.
Okay.
1d6 and another d6 of poison, I believe. If I hit. 17.
Yep.
It's not going to be big damage. It's still nice. 13. It's fun when 13 damage is a low number.
back to the top of the order. Melody.
I'm going
crossbow expert is nice.
Toll the dead. I'm gonna go crazy here.
Okay. Failed saving throw.
Toll the dead. Not go crazy.
She's a D12 now, right?
Yes.
So it's 3D12. 8.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Yeah, it was a horrible roll. Yes.
I understand. That's your turn.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
She's gonna walk away now.
Orchestrion.
This young lady can't move. She's stuck. Because of the spell?
It's a man, but yes.
Okay, no, I'm sorry.
I'm done now.
Oh, okay, no, he can move now.
Oh, he can move. Well, running up. See if I can make up for this.
2 coins in the pocket. How are you doing?
I'm gonna ask what I can do to the DM. Can I grab the hand of this person, put 2 coins in their hand, and then be like, there you go. And like, that way they...
Yeah, you can do that as an action.
Okay. Because that way they would actually notice.
Okay. That's your turn?
Yeah. That's my turn. That's my turn. There you go.
Okay, it's their turn now.
Okay.
Thanks.
What do they see, though?
They look down and they see the coins. There's, thanks. And then they turn to run.
Are they coins?
All right.
Would they be able to see the symbol on the coin?
What's the symbol?
Symbol. Death. 7th level.
Oh, shit.
Oh. She's like, fuck, I want to do this.
Wow.
That spell is the... I'm looking right now. He's got to scroll this far to get to the end of the spell. It's the biggest spell.
Oh, my God.
Probably fails that.
What's the number?
Constitution saving throw, 18. 15 plus 3, they rolled an 18. What's your spell save DC?
17.
Okay, so they'll take half of 10d10.
Oh, in that case...
Oh!
10. 1,
2, 3, 4, 10. 5, 6, 7, 8,
9, 10. Well, half of 50?
Yeah.
25, which is exactly what he had left.
No!
Would you like to call your shot on Destrion?
Nice!
I put it in their hands like, here you go. And then they're like, huh? They just fucking like become a mummy. They just like shrivel up and
right in front of your eyes. As Orchestrion got dark up in this bitch. It's
like, fuck, I've been wanting to try that. That's what I gave him. But I'm too good.
I mean,
the thing I put in his pocket. I'm gonna go get him back now.
Some random person's gonna fucking find them and be like, ooh, look at that.
Yes.
Alright. As you have thoroughly dispatched the blood brew, a pile of mangled bodies lay strewn about this room. There are 2 magic items on Renyold Einkel.
I'm taking
the cloak. I am absolutely searching him.
Okay.
We need to search everybody.
Oh, yeah, we need to search.
No, there's no way that, like, I mean, they're high level.
Yeah.
They're an elite group at this point. We need to fleece them clean.
Okay. You find 2 magic items on Renyol Einkel, his cloak, and his crossbow, his hand crossbow.
His cloak was...
Not his sword that did, like, poison damage to me?
That was just, like, a rogue sword that's coated in poison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his magical items were the crossbow and the cloak he was wearing.
The cloak is Malady. It's Pox's
cloak. That was Pox's cloak, yes.
Does Malady know that it was Pox's cloak?
A history check.
Oh, boy.
You know that it was gifted to him and it was taken off of one of the original heroes, so probably...
17.
That's enough. The DC was low. Yeah. Malady knows that was Pox's cloak.
So she's going to take it off of him, spit on him, and then walk over and kind of fold it up neatly and sit it in her lap.
Okay.
And just kind of sit quietly for a second with it.
After I get... I check the wizard for a bunch of stuff, and I get my 2 coins back.
Okay, you take your
2 coins. Because I also don't want them to be out in the world. It's going to probably kill somebody else.
Weirdly enough, they had magic items stored. I'll say one of them had a bag of holding. And they had magic items stored, but they weren't using them. It was almost like they were collecting them type thing. The ones that were in use were the 2 on Renyald. You find these are things you're going to have to attune to or cast Identify on to figure out what they do.
I can do that.
But you find... Let me get the rest of this stuff.
I have 2 more slots I can use Identify for.
There is also a magical short sword.
Okay.
A magical rapier.
Okay.
A lyre that looks interesting.
Okay.
That's what you find of note. That's not just regular adventuring gear.
I'm going to do identify on the lyre.
On the lyre? It is... I could email this to you, but I'll just send it to you, I'll just tell it to you now. It is the lyre of Pag. It adds a plus one to your spell DC. Mm. It adds plus one to all your saving throws and ability checks. Any spell or effect you have that causes a target to be charmed or frightened, that target will have disadvantage on the save. And you can use an action to cast one of the following spells per day from the lyre. Each spell can only be casted once before you have to recharge.
Okay.
Bane, Compulsion, Confusion, Control Weather, and Firestorm.
Firestorm, yes.
Holy shit. Yeah.
So this one should be for me, I guess?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I'm just saying.
Once I identify it, I'll say that out loud, and I think we all agree this should go to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, it's an instrument.
It's an instrument.
Right. And obviously the cloak goes to you. It's yours. It belongs to you.
I mean, it's a very good cloak. I want it to be whoever it should go to, but I just want it to be somewhere safe and not on that scum.
Okay, that was the only thing you casted Identify on?
I will also cast it on the short sword.
Okay. The short sword is known as the War Cutter. When you pick it up, it pulses with like up and down with like this blue energy. That also grants a plus three to attack and damage rolls.
Mm.
The first time you attack with the War Cutter on each of your turns, you can transfer all or some of the plus three bonus to your armor class.
Whoa! Instead.
And that adjustment remains in effect until the start of your next turn. While attuned to the War Cutter, you have resistance to acid and slashing damage.
Jesus.
Wow.
And your constitution score increases by two.
Nice.
I say this all out loud, I hand it to Ashley.
Okay.
I'll cast it up, just because we can figure out what it is. So second level, identify on, like, I guess, the rapier?
The rapier. The rapier, which its name is a named weapon, it is called Rhapsody. There are very subtle but clearly visible runes carved into the blade that resemble music notes.
Oh, shit.
Also, like the rest of the other weapons, plus three to attack and damage rolls. While attuned to Rhapsody, your charisma score increases by two.
Damn!
You can use an action to cast True Strike from the blade. It ignores resistance to piercing damage. So if you're fighting something that's resistant to piercing, not if you pierce it with this. And if you roll a natural 20, you double your dice as normal and add an additional 6d8.
Am I getting the rapier too?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
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 And since we're just going to light this, and I don't want you to burn any more spells, we'll just light this shit up. Why the fuck not?
I guess my cloak is regular the kobold's cloak.
Which, the name that... He was calling it Verhu's End.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to fucking fall off the face of the earth. I don't care what he called anything.
Dexterity, but it's the same stuff. Your dexterity score increases by two. It has 10 charges, regains 1d6 plus 4 every dawn. You can basically use it to swallow a spell and gain resistance to the damage. You gain a number of charges equal to the triggering spell. Can't use that until you finish a short long rest. When you hit with an attack, you can expend any number of charges from the cloak to deal an additional 1d6 lightning damage per charge. Yeah. And you gain advantage on saving throws against spells and other magical effects. And his crossbow...
I mean, that kind of sounds like a me thing, too. But I don't want to be, like, greedy or anything.
No, that's okay. We'll figure it out.
And his crossbow, which he named Poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Plus three to attack and damage. When you hit, the target takes an additional 1d8 poison. Instead of dealing damage with the weapon, you can instead choose to cast one of the following spells. Fog Cloud, Silence, Hold Person, Shatter, or Blight.
Damn.
Some good stuff.
Yeah.
They're all attunement, though, right?
Yeah. So people would have to, if you wanted any of it, you'd have to unattune to certain things.
A Dreadful Strikes is my extra 1d4 to one target per turn.
After I got everything, I would go and I would check Brasslands.
Okay.
See how he's doing.
He has no idea what happened. He's still out cold.
Because he was poisoned.
Well, he wasn't poisoned. He was...
He was drugged.
Knocked out.
Yeah, he was drugged.
So he's good.
He's good. He's snoring.
Good one. And I prop him up again. Get he's like, I just prop him up. I'm like, God damn. I gotta get that recipe.
And who's got the arrow damage?
Olenna.
All right, I'm gonna go over and heal Olenna.
Okay.
Are we okay with me attuning to the Staff of Healing?
I have a slot. I can attune to it.
You want it? Yeah. Or you want the cloak?
I got stuff. I'll take this the Staff of Healing. She takes 20.
Okay.
You're down hit points, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to cast one on you as well. Take back 26.
Oh, thanks.
I do not want the crossbow because... Crossbow expert only works with a hand crossbow.
This is a hand crossbow.
Oh, it is a hand.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a hand crossbow.
The other individuals that were here and that they were murdering, how are they doing? They're not dead, are they?
Well, he healed the one. T-Rex didn't take much damage. He was beaten up, but they were basically restraining him.
Yeah.
Olenna just got healed by Zarkon. So, she's hurt, but she's okay.
Hey guys, what's up? How you doing?
I'll heal him with a third level as well.
Okay.
So we'll take back three.
We're just fucking around and they're just there.
Nine.
Better now.
He gets 21 back.
God.
Thank you. What? That's who played him.
You're terrible.
Terrible.
You're terrible. It's not the time or the place.
D&D is serious
stuff. This is D&D.
So, since we got this cleared out, is the rest of the city still just sort of on guard? This was just like the special forces they sent in.
You'll have to go upstairs and check and see what's going on, which we'll do next session, because it's 7:45.
Yes,
but before that happens, you can all go to level 14.
Yay!